Considered travelers are advised to keep their hatchets in plain sight, which may even help discourage these scumbags. I wouldn't let them off. That's me.
I was going to say, I mean, that's a vigilante if I've ever heard of one.
That's all the time I got. On to Al Mike and D coming your way right now. Until next week, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I'm Derek Gary. Happy Summer's Eve. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Hello. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Mello Bravo, Where the Bodies Lay, Faux Ox, Salt, Old Jack, Stars They Fall, and Happy Little Clouds, Fool. And we're here with Ill Murray.
The Bad Mancini's.
The Bad Mancini's, actually, is the,
yeah.
is the band.
And Ill Murray is the album.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are here with Ill Murray. We brought it for you.
Yeah. So which one of you guys is the Bill Murray figure in the project?
I think we each represent parts of Bill Murray. I think I represent the extroverted performer components of Bill Murray, and mm-hmm. Troy represents the Zen philosophical elements of Bill Murray, the part of Bill Murray that shows up spontaneously in people's lives and they're better for it.
So you're the one that grabs their French fries, and he's the one that says, nobody's going to believe that this happened.
That exactly. sounds right, yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's our personality.
So within yeah. any 2 minutes of Bill Murray's life, he switches from one of us to another of us.
Mm-hmm. And he also is the Evan's the video maven, the encyclopedic knowledge of every
yeah,
movie
I've seen
ever
it.
Made.
I've seen him argue with himself on TV. Yeah.
Yes, my Evan O Television, my alter ego, has been he's been absent from this project. We kept him out of it because he would have said, let's have all the samples
he
be
would just,
me.
He would just take it all over.
Exactly. Like he's like, well, why? I like the Bill Murray samples, but why don't we have every other sample be me? And I'd say, that's not the point of this project. The point of this project is to sample Ill Murray. And then I'd be in an argument with myself, and that's mm-hmm. that's for the Evan O Television brand, not for the Bad Mancini's brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a really poor substitute for the TV.
But musically, Troy is a substitute for everything. You know, I don't know what I mean by that, but he just praised my video mavenhood, and I wanted to return the compliment because basically 2 or 3 years ago when we started messing around with this, Troy kind of jumped me into the gang of music because, as you were saying, I was mm-hmm. I'm a comedian, I'm a performer. I'd never really done anything music oriented besides introduce bands and
the Blues Brothers started, that somebody had to put a leash on Dan Aykroyd and whatever his name, John Belushi, and say no, you have to be near this microphone.
Yeah
he's both of the Blues Brothers and I'm Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, yeah, Paul makes a few cameos on our mm-hmm. album as
That's
well.
That's right.
Actually.
It's actually, I think that one of the songs on side two, which is going to be coming out on mm-hmm. Monday, we've got a full piano. We got a bunch of piano licks from Paul on the song Swank, mm-hmm. which is probably featuring Paul the most. We've got a couple other samples mm-hmm. from here and there, like WW and stuff like that. But Paul Schaefer is prominent on Swank. I would say that was the tune that's featuring Paul Schaefer.
Exactly.
So what? So why is it only Bad Mancini's? Is there like a good Mancini's? And you guys do like the good Mancini's, yeah, Bad Mancini's.
Henry Mancini is the good Mancini.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of the Bad Mancini's is samples of movies, video. Mm-hmm. It's really trying to blur that line, you know, these days between.
Are there any evil Mancini's? Because I like evil.
I don't know. I mean,
with the right drug combo, both of us could be.
I think I don't know how
we only advocate prescription drugs here.
That's exactly what I meant.
On WMFO, yeah.
I like to refer to the tune "It Just Doesn't Matter" as a nihilist dance anthem. So mm-hmm. that might be, if we were to continue to go in the direction of that tune, we might become evil Mancini's.
Yeah, that one has one of the rare samples of Bill Murray being evil in a movie.
Yeah, it's true. Which is a movie that very few people have seen because it's a Jim Jarmusch movie, and it's lesser known Jim Jarmusch movies, but most Jim Jarmusch movies are too unknown, and this was The Limits of Control, which is...
That's amazing, because I, like, so many, like, I'd say, like, late 20s to 40-year-old women all have these crushes on Bill Murray, and wouldn't you expect, like, him to be, actually be evil to have that happen? Like, I don't know, like...
Well, I hope he's not scaring him off, and we can transfer some of that. 20 to 40-year-old ladies, we're as close as you're going to get to Bill Murray.
That's true. We're available for that.
And even if you do hang out with the real Bill Murray, nobody's going to believe it happens. So.
That's right.
Yeah. And we'll tell you that nobody's going to believe it if you hang out with us, and you'll be like, pretty plausible.
No one's going to want to remember it. They'll believe it.
So let's play a tune. I'm pretty excited to hear this stuff.
Cool.
Which one you guys think would...
I would say start off with Cinderella, because it's going to be somewhat familiar to people.
And I like the number of the track.
It's the first video for the second side.
That'll Monday, we're going to have a video for this song online, and it's pretty fantastic. Themed with the Space Force news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll double with that really nicely.
Okay, so we're going to go with a Cinderella, yeah. Let's see. Okay, awesome. expect your mind to be changed when we come back.
It's basically the one color that they're wearing, right? It's not like they're holding up different sport coats in front of the mirror and saying, well, Jocko, what do you think of this look?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. Former Grangekeeper now about to become the Masters champion. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. He's a
is a shot.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Important announcement. Some hunters have been seen in the woods near Piney Ridge Trail, and the Fish and Game Commission has raised the legal kill limit on campers to 3. So if you're hiking today, please wear something bright and keep low.
Good luck, good luck.
What time is it anyway, Paul? You got it?
I say yes. That's pretty pretty amazing. Like, I think Bill Murray's pretty cool, but if you know, doing what you guys just did with that, that's like what if Bill Murray was in Soul Coughing or something.
That's a very good description. We do have to give a shout out to Mulatu Astatke, the great Ethiopian percussionist who is sampled heavily in that song. But what if Bill Murray was in Soul Coughing is a pretty good description of a lot of our stuff. Yeah, I mean, originally, the original idea had been to use my original idea, which was not musically informed very well at all, was to use almost entirely Nick the Lounge Singer, his infamous Saturday Night Live characters, songs as samples. And they ended up being about, you know, they're percolated throughout the album. But the fact of how Bill sings and his time signatures, it's almost like he's got a far better sense of tempo when he gives a speech than when he sings.
Well, I think he was deliberately trying to sing like...
Yes,
exactly.
Like distorted lounge music.
Yeah. So to put a beat to it is in a natural act, basically.
We tried for a while, but there is some stuff on there. But
in fact, I mean, not to give too much away, but whoever's listening gets this little treat, this little Easter egg. That first sample in the very beginning of the song that sounds like a Asian woman in outer space singing Tokyo in Japanese, Rose, is actually Bill Murray as Nick the Lounge Singer pitch shifted singing that song, which is You Took Your Love Away or something like that, for this classic 60s Japanese-American crossover song.
So let's play another tune. What do you guys think would be a good one?
Feel So Funky? Or?
Yeah.
Sounds good. I feel funky. I was out on the town
like the name says.
Yeah, and I like was kind of late for this event, and so I was it's like kind of perspiring, and one of my friends said, "Dude, you smell really bad." So I'm definitely feeling the funky vibe here.
Well, this tune will help you with your anxieties.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really anxious. It's just that, I smelled bad apparently, and
it's the summer,
according
man.
To an objective observer. All right, so let's do it. Feel So Funky, which is number 9. Okay.
Yeah. First track off of side 2.
Yep.
Cool. I like to torture him. I hate this. All night and you run out, you still gotta keep going. Am I right?
I'm all out. I got nothing.
Has anyone got anything left?
I have value. Second off. How's that?
It's Dr. Bankman.
You're so funky. You're so funky.
It's Dr. Bankman.
You're so funky.
That's right, boys.
So funky.
It's Dr. Bankman.
You're so funky.
That's right.
and some tequila. But then, how many of you were up all night? Raise your hand.
Cold sweat, dead hand, blurred vision, numb lips, pelvic discomfort, hot sweats, blurred vision, difficulty breathing, difficulty swallowing, fingernail sensitivity.
Did you get your kicks, doctor? Huh? There's a problem with insurance because I have a pre-existing condition.
Oh, yeah.
What is your pre-existing condition?
Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer. Well, I was a break dancer.
I was a break dancer and a popper. And because I pop and I break dance, they said, that's pre-existing, man.
So the guy said, that's pre-existing, man. That's what the guy said to you?
It's Dr. Venkman.
So I have this weird idea.
Sure.
So wouldn't it be weird if somehow one of these tracks ended up in like a movie? And it wouldn't have to be a movie with Bill Murray. It could be any movie.
Just we that would be interesting. I hopefully they could clear the rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what thrills. That's what lawyers are so for. Don't we have like 1 million lawyers lying around?
Cohen will need some work after.
Well, the funny thing was the new Avengers movie has Spinner's what is that? What's the song that we sampled there?
Oh, Rubber Band Man?
Yeah, Rubber Band Man is actually in it, and I'm watching it, and I felt like, you know, because I didn't go to the Avengers movie completely sober.
So you probably thought you were still working on this.
I'm watching it. I'm going, why am I suddenly listening to Bill Murray again, like in a theater? Like, and then the song diverged, and I'm like, oh, there's no Bill Murray in this version.
Yeah. So if that same tune ends up in a movie, then the same exact thing will happen to your mind.
Yeah, that's true. It would be an inside out kind of. That would turn me inside out.
So do you guys have like any sort of events that you want to promote?
Mostly Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll be putting all of these tracks out for general.
You'll be releasing
a video.
Yeah. You can illmurray.com or badmancinis.com. Either one will get you there. And by Monday, there will be 16 songs. Right now, if you went there right now, there are 8 songs up and 2 videos. And by Monday, there will be
16 songs and 3 videos.
Yeah.
And we don't have any live events per se yet. We've talked about having maybe a listening party this summer.
Yeah, I think doing a listening party would be a good idea.
You'd come?
Yeah, it should be in like a lounge, some kind of a lounge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because like it really, has, there's a lot of danceable like
CD
stuff.
CD lounge, you know. and it, you know, should be like, you know, we should sort of expect that Bill Murray is going to show up.
Right. Which we can't say that he won't.
Yeah.
Like, we went to see him when he's been touring with this kind of fireside vaudeville radio kind of NPR-ish thing that with the cellist and we went
Bill
and
Murray.
Him.
He says that on the when he's hosting on NPR. I'm Bill Murray.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we caught him and we tried to make sure that it got to his a hard copy got to his dressing room, but we have no idea.
Yeah.
But he comes around occasionally because by the end of the summer he usually plays golf on the vineyard in one of the tournaments. And then he's got a.
I think one of us is going to have to join his baseball team.
He's got a baseball. He's got a minor league baseball team that he owns in the area as well. So, and Cinderella is kind of a tribute. I mean, just 2 songs back that you played, but it's kind of our tribute to his sports, his shadow career as a sports impresario.
All right, so yeah, let's play one more tune.
Oh sure, yeah, the Jesus Bell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a lot of Carl theme tracks and there's a lot of Nick theme tracks, but the Carl theme tracks tend to be the ones that people can recite from memory.
Yeah,
but this one's a little different because there's another guest star.
So in which one is this one?
But Jesus Belt would be.
Okay. Yeah. 12. Yeah. So yeah, let's do it.
Show yourself, you little brother. You got the guts. What are you, getting in a late night or something? Can I say something to you? You've been acting psychotic here. What the hell? Why? No BS. You ever want to rap or anything? You know, just talk or just, you know, get weird with somebody. You know, buddies for life. Sit down, come on. Let me try a little bit of this. I need a big Bob Marley trick. Look at this. Well, sure, go right ahead. It's a little harsh. I invented my own kind of dress, too. You know that? Look at this. This is registered. Carl Spackler and Bench. This is a hybrid. This is a cross. Kentucky Bluegrass, Federbeck Bench, and Northern California Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is, take it home and just get stoned in a bejesus belt. This, here, try this. You're gonna love this. This is dynamite hat. Watch out for this. Yeah, what do you think? Take it home and just get stoned. Take it home and just get stoned. Carl Spackler and Ben. Take it home and just get stoned. It'll be Jesus Bell. Take it home and just get stoned. It'll be Jesus Bell. Girl,
I think R2D2 was great. He was neat. He was funny. R2D2 was a fine actor.
So now I have like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah?
I wonder if the actual R2-D2 sounds were actually performed by Adrian Blue.
Either him or Mike Patton. Usually the two.
Yeah.
Mike Patton does actually do movie sounds, doesn't he? He did the vampire movie.
Yeah,
like
I Am
Will
Legend.
Smith. Yeah.
But that very well could be Adrian Blue.
Yeah.
I totally hear that vibe going on. He's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's everywhere. The most recent William Shatner album, like he's on there. Like,
Adrian Blue?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Shatner's still cranking him out, huh?
Yeah.
I think I saw him live with Laurie Anderson back in the day, too.
Oh, wow.
He was like playing like a guitar that like bent. Whether he was playing it or not, or yeah. Whether it was just a special effect.
All right, yeah, so this is officially launched on Monday, and it'll be viral by Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're expecting up to at least 10 million views by Wednesday. Yes, yeah. 10 million by Wednesday, and if you can make it to 10 million views by Wednesday, then you can come to our party, and Bill will definitely be there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're relying on.
Or someone dressed very much like
Bill. And that last tune, I will have to say that this is the second... I'm really glad we're putting this out because I'm putting out in honor of the second time he's been passed over for the role of Han Solo. He was originally passed over for the role, famously, and now a second time they didn't cast him in the new one either. So this is our tribute to Bill saying, you know, if you can't be Han Solo, then R2-D2 can be Chevy Chase, at least.
Bill will always be Han Solo in my heart.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Bad Mancinis, and the project is Ill Murray. All right. Thanks a lot.
IllMurray.com.
Thank you.
Chaos is an order to describe the way your mind's behaving, seeking justice in a lingerie. A portends the nations, detonations, oh it's deadening. How worse could hell be, here could well be, just as a threatening. So quickly our amour is fading. We lose our sense of sense. Our past and future start invading. They wake their guns to shake their bones. They make our present tense. We're still giggling. It's only chaos. Keep chanting. It's only chaos. War pools in my eyes, every sunrise, can't connect the dots. Apocalypses, and ellipses, the dawn and the scattered thoughts. Restraining order, stop the border on libido's cloud. Soldiers, the dogma of the smegma of the dumb and loud. Only the strong will perseverance. Troops are penniless pursuit. And if the sea once dust starts clearing, this mayhem seed has born anew and never bitten fruit. Still giggling, it's only chaos. Keep chanting, it's only chaos. Still giggling, it's only chaos. Keep chanting, it's only chaos. We'll be right back.
by the spice of vice to virtue. Initiate your soul. A little pinch and pure won't hurt you. Reliberate all that those tethers combed your arms into. Stop giggling, it's only chaos. Keep chanting, it's only chaos. Stop shaking, it's only chaos. Start embracing, only chaos. What else is there? Only chaos. Keep chanting, it's only chaos. I heard it. There's only chaos. What's pure when there's only chaos?
So whether you believe it or not, you're still listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we have some other special guests here, which we love having special guests here on the town. And we have Anna Snow and Rocco DeRosa. Hello.
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 So first thing we want to talk about is the Anna Snow project. So how did you guys end up working together on this?
So we were introduced by a friend of a friend. And